Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The 3-2. Swing and a miss, change up in the dirt, he struck him out. Steven Strasburg fans the side in the bottom of the seventh. He's got a dozen. Zobrist, Russell, and Hayward all down swinging. Seven shutout innings for Steven Strasburg.
You just couldn't write a better script to yesterday's Nats Game 4 win than Strasburg taking the mound after seven scoreless innings with 12 strikeouts on a day in which the entire baseball world was questioning the handling of the team, of Strasburg's availability to start, how sick he was, whether or not this was a toughness issue. And he went out and just carved the Cubs up like a Thanksgiving turkey. It's Grant and Danny live from the theater at MGM National Harbor for the Junkies Poker Open, presented by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post covers the Nats, was in Chicago. Chelsea, it's Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks so much for the time. Let's start with Strasburg. How do you put into words what we saw from him yesterday after the turmoil and the controversy that led up to that outing?
I mean, I want to use adjectives that are over the top, but it's just Strasburg when healthy. I mean, it was a little bit of a notch up in a big game, but whenever Strasburg is healthy, he is really, really good. You know, I mean, this is what we see. So it was almost like if he was okay, you knew he'd do something like that. It wasn't, you couldn't bet on 12 strikeouts, but it's just a testament to the talent level that, like, we all kind of discredit now and then. He's hurt a lot, you know, whatever, but this guy is one of the best pitchers in the game right now, and I don't know that he gets enough credit for that, and I think he, you know, finally will.
That's certainly validated after last night, Chelsea, but try to quantify this. You were there at the press conference where Dusty said at first it was the bullpen the wrong day, then the mold, then they had to change hotels, there was air conditioning issues in Chicago, and everybody's got the same illness, but it's worse for Steven, whatever it was. Quantify what he did last night, given that context and given that backdrop where everybody is just killing the Nationals, justified or not, it's happening, then he goes out and does that. Try to put that in perspective for us.
You know, I think it really, I mean, obviously it was season saving because it won them the game, but if he doesn't pitch that game and you lose and you're out, I mean, this offseason is miserable. And the fact that he pitched that game, yeah, there's going to be talk about how that whole thing went down and it wasn't handled correctly and blah, blah, blah. But, like, the guy that should have pitched, pitched. And the guy that should have pitched, pitched incredibly well. I mean, legendarily well. So it sort of, like, got everybody back. It sort of put everybody off the hook. It was like, you know what? In the end, this went fine. I don't care what happened the day before. Like, they are okay. And I think that, you know, him going out there like that, pitching that kind of game, just hit the reset button for a team that desperately needed to hit it. And now can kind of come and say and be like, look, we're fine. After all that, everything's normal. We got to game five, and let's see what happens.
I'm happy for Michael Taylor. Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post joins us. He is as nice a guy as there is on the team. Yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I mean, he's just so pleasant. And it was a great moment for him. But Chelsea, if you take that one swing away, they scored one run again, and they had four hits. They still really didn't break out. They didn't manage offense. How concerned should we be about that? It's been four games going into a game five.
So, very. I mean, I think that that's a really important point, is that these guys have won two games with, what, three swings in the eighth inning of two different games. That's pretty much it. That was their first hit with runners in scoring position yesterday. I mean, that it's just, they're not producing, but neither are the Cubs. And I, you know, one thing that really made me laugh yesterday is you're walking in the stands at Wrigley and got, like, people saying, wow, these guys can't hit. Like, here we go again. It's like, you guys just won the World Series. Like, this is a common feeling, you know? Nobody feels like anyone hits enough with runners in scoring position. You know, nobody's team's hitting enough. And certainly you should expect the Nats to do better. But I think it's a testament to the fact that things do change this time of year. And there are going to be games where one hit's going to do it. But I think they had really decent at bats yesterday, to be honest. And I think maybe getting off the hook again like that seeing Hendricks for the second time, seemingly feeling a little more patient than they did in the first couple games. Maybe you can expect some better ABs from them today, but you know, I think it's an absolute concern, and I think, you know, if they lose the series, it's whatever happens, it's going to be because they didn't score, you know, the runs when they needed them, and there were games on the table for them that they didn't take.
The terrific Chelsea Janes joins us here. We're Grant and Annie live at the MGM for the Junkies Poker Open at Chelsea_Janes. Writes about the Nats for the Washington Post. Chelsea, to me, everybody remembers the big clutch hit, you know, the bases clearing double or whatever else. I care about a runner on third with one out and Jason Worth striking out again. I just ground out to short, man. When Matt Wieters is up with a runner on second after a leadoff double, a worthless fly out to left. They don't do the offensive efficient things. That's the stuff that I care about that drives me crazy, that has long driven me insane. To me, that's why Mike Rizzo went and got Adam Eaton for those kinds of things, just to ground out or hit a sack fly. Those kinds of at bats. To me, you start doing that, then the big hits come. That to me is where my kind of concern is. And I don't know if that it gets fixed before tonight. That to me, I guess I don't really have a question other than a loud, angry complaint to the Nets reporter. I don't really know where I'm going with this other than I'm so frustrated by it. That to me is the issue. Any comment on that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's fair. I think there were, you know, Worth obviously had two bad ABs there. With runners on, he said so after, you know, I think one of them, he thought the pitch was away, whatever, but you know, he's a guy to watch. I mean, if you're Dusty, can you let Adam Lind 2-for-2 in two playoff at bats sit today? I mean, that's hard. I mean, I think that's hard, but we'll have to see what he decides there. I think that you're right, though. It's not just Worth. I mean, we saw Wieters hit a fly ball to right field yesterday when all he had to do was get the ball on the ground to the right side. It's just little stuff like that, that it's not helping them at all. So, but again, I think that the Nats have done a good job of keeping the Cubs from doing the same thing. So it's something about the environment that's, you know, nobody's hitting, nobody's being efficient. And I think whichever team finds a way to manufacture that run when it matters today, obviously, is going to be the one that does it. And, it, you know, who cares what happened the rest of the series, because, you know, it's really such a crazy one swing, one pitch feel right now.
It's amazing. At Chelsea_Janes on Twitter, who covers the Nats for the Post. Grant and Danny on the Fan. I want to go back to the Worth thought there. You said it's tough, and it is. So is winning. And you got to field your best lineup. It's game five. To me, it's inexcusable that Jason Worth would bat second. He has hit .211 against right-handed pitching the last three seasons, Chelsea. I mean, that is not a small sample size. If he's in the lineup, to me, over Adam Lind, that's a problem. But if he's hitting second, like, it's okay to say that that makes no sense. Everyone needs to say that as loud as possible. Do you think he'll be in the lineup today? And what is Dusty's rationale other than that he likes Jason Worth, which isn't good enough for me?
You know, I do think I would be more surprised if he's not in the lineup than if he is. I think the rationale is not one that you would like, obviously. You know, I mean, it's not statistically based in the way that, you know, we all kind of put it together in our minds. I think that, you know, Bryce Harper hitting second didn't really work the first couple games either, which doesn't mean you get away from it. But I think you could justify the lineup shuffle that was made, you know, maybe not all aspects of it. But yeah, I mean, of course, like, it doesn't make a lot of statistical sense to have him up there. And I think that what you're seeing is, and whether you agree with it or not, this is the reality, is that Dusty is loyal to the veterans. He's loyal to the lineup he saw work in the regular season, and he's going to live or die by that sword. And if you see Adam Lind there today, that's something. That is a big pivot on Dusty's part. And I think that we'll notice that. We'll talk about that. But if not, you know, this is Dusty saying, I'm going to go down with the guys that got me here the way that got me here. And certainly that's not something that's worked for him before, but that's just the reality of the mentality. And I think, you know, we'll see kind of what emerges. But Adam Lind's had two hits and two postseason at bats, and, you know, he's looked great. And I think that that's something that's really hard to argue against, even when you have the prospect of a guy like that coming off the bench.
Chelsea, you'd be in our lineup today. Always appreciate the time. We'll see you tonight at the yard.
I bet Chelsea Janes lead off today.
Chelsea Janes could hit my lineup anytime. Thank you,
Chelsea. You haven't seen me run, so.
Thanks, Chelsea.
We'll see
ya. You're the best.
Bye.
Grant and Danny, 106.7, the Fan at MGM National Harbor. FP Santangelo at 11:30. Let's get into some of yesterday's big moments that get overlooked by Strasburg and Taylor. Don't forget about ... I got a couple jotted down here. I know you do as well. If there's someone you want to give some shine to that's not getting run today for having a great at-bat, for making a big play, Call in now, 800-636-1067. Nats, Cubs, Game 5 at Nationals Park tonight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.